Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, my awesome listeners. Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next minute you're plummeting down into a pit of, well, let's just say it's not sunshine and rainbows. But guess what? We don't have to be at the mercy of every curveball that comes our way. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating resilience, those inner superpowers that help us bounce back stronger from adversity. Because let's face it, everyone faces challenges, big or small. A tough day at work, a relationship hiccup, maybe even something bigger like a health issue or unexpected loss. It's part of the human experience. But how we respond to these challenges, that's where resilience comes in. It's about building that mental and emotional strength to navigate life's storms without getting completely swept away. Now, you might be thinking, resilience sounds great, Avery, but how'd I actually build it? Good question. And the answer is a lot simpler than you might think. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will help you become a resilience rockstar. First up, embrace discomfort. Ever felt like life was always throwing curveballs? Well, guess what? It's not just you. Life throws us curveballs because it wants to stretch us, make us stronger. When things get tough, don't shy away from the discomfort. Lean into it. See it as an opportunity for growth. A little bit of discomfort can actually be a catalyst for amazing transformation. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Ever been your own worst critic? We all do it sometimes. But when things get tough, beating yourself up only makes things worse. Instead, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you're human, and making mistakes is part of the learning process. Next up, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, right? But we can control our reactions, our thoughts, and our actions. So, instead of dwelling on the things outside your control, shift your focus to what you can influence. That might mean taking small steps towards a goal, practicing gratitude for the good things in your life, or simply choosing to approach challenges with a positive mindset. Now, number 4, cultivate strong connections. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Having a strong support system of friends, family, or even a mentor can make all the difference when facing adversity. Don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it. A listening ear and a shoulder to cry on can be incredibly powerful. And lastly, number 5. Celebrate small wins. Resilience isn't about conquering every challenge in one fell swoop. It's about celebrating the small victories along the way. Did you manage to get out of bed today even though you didn't feel like it? Awesome. Did you make a healthy meal instead of reaching for takeout? High five. These little wins add up, and they remind us that we are capable of moving forward, one step at a time. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-life example. Imagine this. You've been working on a big project for weeks, pouring your heart and soul into it. Then, just when you think you're close to finishing, disaster strikes. Maybe a technical glitch wipes out your progress, or maybe you receive some unexpected criticism that throws you off track. Talk about resilience tested. Now, what do you do? Do you throw in the towel? Do you spiral into self-doubt and give up? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the setback, and then figure out how to move forward? That's the power of resilience. It's about getting back up even when you stumble. It's about adapting, adjusting your course, and finding new ways to reach your goals. So remember, my friends, life will throw curveballs, that's a guarantee. But how we respond to those curveballs is what truly defines us. By embracing discomfort, practicing self-compassion, focusing on what we can control, cultivating strong connections, and celebrating small wins, we can build the resilience we need to navigate any storm. Think about it, which version of you do you want to be? The one who crumbles under pressure or the one who rises above it? I know you've got this. Keep practicing these strategies, share them with your loved ones, and let's build a world where resilience is not just a word but a way of life. Until next time, stay detached and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.